I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. 503-225-0860. Call into the program tonight. I'd like to say hello to everybody tonight at Aftermath, Aftermath Chat. Those who subscribe, remember to subscribe to aftermath.media. Go there now and subscribe while you're thinking about it. Just type in your email address. We'll take care of it from there. Really shows your support for the show when you subscribe to aftermath.media. It's kind of like a Ground Zero Plus. You get videos, you get old shows, new shows. It's on demand. Clyde Lewis and Ground Zero and other, there are other hosts out there too that contribute to groundzero.radio and to aftermath.media. So check it out, aftermath.media. I'm coming to the show tonight a little apprehensive, and the reason why is because things like this, stories and topics like this really get into my head. In fact, they terrify me. I don't know if anybody else is afraid of the devil as I am, or is afraid of the darkness as I am. I know I go on ghost hunts, and sometimes I touch a Ouija board, but I don't do it all the time. I know there have been many listeners saying, hey, what's Dr. Heldor up to? Let's have another show about Ouija boards. I said, no, I don't mess with that stuff, really. I mean, I do it once a year, just maybe once a year, and you know, ghost hunts, of course, you know, you go on those and they get a little creepy. Sometimes you get claustrophobic on ghost hunts. But I read some horrible news a couple days ago that made me think about what we're about to face in the coming weeks ahead. And what I mean by that is, how are we going to psychologically deal with these events that are going to be going on in the skies in the next couple of days, next couple of weeks? I know that a lot of people, you know, they get all critical and they say things like, well, you know, every year they say when there's an eclipse, there's going to be doomsday. And whatever. It's not about doomsday, okay? And it may be about it, but who knows? But a lot of people believe that doomsday can happen with this. But no, what it is the psychological feeling you get. It's something that's primitive, okay? And it's speculated that our ancestors actually witnessed many times over the end of the world. And this is why there's always an end of the world apocalyptic story in many religions and many historical records. Because I was asked about this when we had Paul Begley on. Somebody said, well, don't you want to talk about other belief systems and how they feel about what's going on? Sure I do. There are a lot of them that do have these end of the world prophecies. Some are more harsh than others. Some say utopia is coming. But the story I was reading, it just reminds me of how things like eclipses and blood moons and planet alignments trigger feelings of apocalyptic doom in a lot of people. And as I said, I'm terrified of these things. I expose myself to them. I watch movies about it. I embrace my fear. Most people don't, but I do. I have to. The story that I was reading, apparently in San Jose, California, there were three people, and they're now facing charges of killing a 3-year-old girl. They killed this 3-year-old girl during an exorcism at a San Jose church and believed that she was possessed by a demon. So, according to them, they engaged in a ritual to liberate this poor 3-year-old from the devil. Even the police had weighed in, stating that something paranormal was happening to the family as they were getting sinister messages and photos of carnage on their cell phones. Somebody or something, some paranormal spirit or whatever, allegedly, was sending these god-awful images of suicide, death, carnage. And it is believed that this little girl saw the images on the phone and wound up possessed. This is what they say. So, testimony went for hours. San Jose Police Department Lieutenant J.J. Vallejo began a preliminary hearing to determine whether a case against Claudia Hernandez, Rene Trigueros, and Hernandez, and Rene Hernandez Santos, the girl's mother, grandfather, and uncle, they are wondering if they should proceed trial. All three are charged with felony child abuse resulting in death related to the death of Arely Naomi Proctor. And they did the exorcism at a 25-member Pentecostal church. Coroner's report determined that Arely died by asphyxiation, and authorities allege that she was subjected to more than 12 hours of physical abuse that included being strangled multiple times to the point of unconsciousness. She had fingers shoved down her throat to the point she had multiple injuries in her mouth, injuries to her tongue. She had pressure put on her body, pressure on her torso from the front and back. So much force was applied to this little girl, she lost consciousness. Prior to his arrest, Trigueros Hernandez admitted to performing the exorcism. Police allege that he, Hernandez and Hernando Santos, held the girl down to try and make her vomit and rotated between positions in which one person held her by the face and neck, one held her around her torso, and the third held her around her legs. She had not been given any food and hardly any water in 24 hours leading up to her death. Trigueros Hernandez also said in a police interview that one of the catalysts for Arely's purported demonic possession was that the child was allowed to use her mother's cell phone and might have viewed something sinister. According to the courts. The child's grandfather also told Vallejo that the girl struggled throughout the ritual, which he interpreted as power that he could not destroy. The preliminary hearing for the three defendants is expected to last through March 25th, after which Judge Chu will rule whether there is enough evidence to allow the charges to proceed toward trial. Horrible story. But again, a sign of the times. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. You are listening to Ground Zero. I'm Clyde Lewis, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.